farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Discussions underway for divestment of sugar factories at standard to be developed for imported sugar. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
As we was pouring it out of the pan slipped and the concentrated liquid splashed right up in me, eh?
Why you make a thing like that up to your mask, George, man? Oh. You ain't wearing no fear shield, Mask George. Now you always accost me and I tell me, me must always wear protective gear when you handle the chemical them, sir.
Always wear protective gear when using pesticides. The pesticide label states what protective gear you need. Rubber gloves are needed for almost all pesticides, even those for household use. Many pesticides requires the use of goggles, respirator, coveralls, and rubber boots. When using pesticides, keep away from children and unprotected persons or animals.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
That's what we sing, that's what we say.
Discussions are underway with prospective buyers for the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney. Agriculture Minister Kasamuda says he hopes a deal will be finalized soon to allow for an early start to the next crop.
It is hoped that with the interest shown so far, that we will close a deal in time to get into the fields and start reaping the cane so that we don't have the low productivity that we experience in the crop that has just been completed.
Discussions are also being held with investors who have an interest in taking over the operations of Monymusk Sugar Factory in Maple and Clarendon and the Froome Sugar Factory in Westmoreland. Mr. Samuda says the investors are convinced that with proper management, the factories can be profitable.
They have met with several persons, myself, the Minister of Finance, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, and I believe they have extended their interest by meeting with the Pan-Caribbean team.
He says the plans laid out by the investors are far-reaching and beneficial to a number of persons. And the Bureau of Standards Jamaica BSJ is to create a standard to effectively protect the local sugar industry from illegally imported sugar. Agriculture Minister Kasamuda says the measure is necessary for the protection and advancement of the sugar industry. Mr. Samuda says imported sugar, sometimes from unknown sources, makes its way onto the supermarket shelves across the island, and persons are making huge profits from this practice.
Any bag of sugar that does not carry the stamp of the Bureau of Standards will be seized, and a fine will be imposed that will make them remember the offense.
A BSJ mark of quality means the manufacturer or processor would have to be conducting their operations in accordance with documented procedures. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Dog know who to bite. Translation, a dog knows who to bite. And this means a weak person is a target of abuse.
When you take you and make fashion, you can't eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you've developed or have come up with that can benefit the whole of we? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, where individuals, companies, and institutions can win cash awards for their innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close September 30.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.